Okay, let's go ahead and get started with the Hebrew class then. We're in chapter 15.
That's the case, we're in number 12. We finished number 12.
If that's the case, what?
We finished number 12, because I have something written
there.
We
finished all of it.
We did all of 138.
See, we did.
we're on page 139. Let us review our vocabulary again. Starting the upper right-hand corner, putting vowels in it for he did it. It's ahav, which means he loved. The best way to remember that is the Ahava line of skincare products tend to be the ones the women love. So ahav, he loved. Ach, sounds just like brother, but it's spelled differently. It's aleph in a final kaf. It means but or only. But or only. Usually when you're reading through your Bible in the Old Testament, it says but. You look in Hebrew, it's actually just and. They like to, throw in other words there just for fun. But or only is ach. Then we have basar. Basar means flesh or meat, but it's also the Hebrew word for the gospel or the good news. When you're reading in Isaiah, the blessed are the feet of those who bring the good news, that's basar. Which one of these days will cause the Jewish people to go, I wonder why the word for the gospel is flesh. The word became flesh, John 1:14. God knows. Yep. After basar, we have gavul. Gavul means border, like the border of a land or the border of a country. What separates Israel from Jordan is a border, gavul. Then we have another verb. I'll put in the vowels for he did it. Yatzah, which means he went forth or he went out. He went is halak. Yatzah means he went out of someplace. He went out of a city. He went out of a house. He went out of a building. Bottom of the right-hand column is kavod. Kavod, it says here honor, but it's also a term that's used for glory. Glory and honor often used interchangeably. But it's kavod. In the upper left-hand side is the word kisei. Kisei means seat or throne, which sound like two different things. I sit on a chair, a king sits on a throne. Kisei is seat or throne depending upon who's sitting on it. It's nothing really about the chair. If it's the king's seat, it's called a throne. If it's my seat, it's called a seat or a chair. Then the next word is mincha.
Mincha.
Mincha means gift or offering depending upon who is being given it to. If I give a gift to unnamed student number 2, that's a gift. If I take it to the Lord, that's an offering. So mincha, gift or offering. Perhaps the best way to remember that is the 3 o'clock offering is called the mincha offering. That's when Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, was reading the Amidah, or praying the Amidah in the temple. That's the 3 o'clock offering, the Micha offering. Then we have Zon. Be sure and get the TS sound in there, not a Z. Zon. Which means a flock of sheep or goats. Not a flock of birds, that's a different word. Okay? Flock of sheep or goats. That's why they put of sheep or goats in brackets. So you wouldn't think of birds and other kinds of flocks. And I look at Zion and I notice how close it is to Zion, which is Zion or prophetic Jerusalem, but it's God's flock. So that helps me remember Zion is flock. Then we have Katan, which I'm sure we had in the Little Bread Boy story, right? Katan. What's Katana?
Feminine
form, right. Katan is masculine, katana, feminine. Katanim, masculine, plural. Katanot, feminine, plural. That's what those 4 forms are. Any adjective, except for one, there are 4 forms. And what's the one?
Echad,
which is one, right. You can't have multiple one. Okay. And then let's put some vowels in it. Shafat means judge, as in the action of deciding a case, but we should be able to know that instinctively, because what is judgment? Mishpat, me from, Shafat to judge. Mishpat, a judgment, comes from Shafat. The act of he judged. Finally, we have Tok. Means the middle of. Notice the little dash afterwards indicates it's always going to be a word pair form. It usually is used as Batok, in the midst of, or Mitok, from the midst of. Occasionally, you're going to find he was just, I can't even think of a good example, where he's not in the midst of or from the midst of. So that's the way you'll usually see it. Next bullet says, the verb ahav is regular in the perfect, but irregular and rarely used in the imperfect. Of course, we know it's going to be irregular because it starts with an aleph. Every verb that starts with an aleph is going to be irregular in the imperfect. But they've only listed one imperfect form used in the Bible. I think it's the he form. That is he in English. The third bullet says the verb yatsah is regular in the perfect and has a drop letter imperfect. We knew that just from looking at it because it starts with a yod. Every yod is a drop letter imperfect. And they tell you you can find all the spellings in the verb chart on page 370. Okay. I care more about understanding patterns. Any imperfect, if I see an aleph, it's I. Tav, you or she. Yod, he. Noon, we. The fact that yod is a signal letter in the imperfect tells you why a verb that begins with a yod is going to be drop letter in the imperfect. Otherwise, you're going to have too many yods together. Now, chapter 15 is about possessive endings of singular nouns. Notice singular nouns. None of the nouns that will have a possessive ending in chapter 15 will be plural. In the exercises, you'll keep translating it as plural, and I'll keep going, no, that's a future chapter. The possessive endings are different if it's singular or plural. That's how you know whether it's singular or plural. You already know a plural possessive noun. Adonai. Elohim is just plural. Eloheinu, that's plural possessive. Adonai is plural possessive. So in this chapter, we're going to deal only with singular nouns. So look on page 139. In a big dark letters, it says possessive endings for singular nouns. The text says in English, possession is shown by placing separate words before the noun. My family, his voice, our people, their house. Would you expect that's the way you do it in Hebrew? Everybody just go, no, of course not. In Hebrew, possession is shown by attaching special endings to nouns. The following two charts show possessive endings and how they attach to singular nouns. And remember that kol is a collective noun, which means it's singular, even if it describes a group of things. Like a bunch of grapes. Bunch is a collective noun, but it's singular. Even though a bunch isn't just one grape. Now let's look. What they've chosen to use as the noun is kol. And kol means voice or sound. And add to the end of kol, e. Koli, my voice. Whenever you see that e ending, it means my singular, my voice. And then for your voice, masculine and singular, there are two choices. It's either kolcha, where the accent's on the last syllable, or kolecha. It comes both ways. When you write your Bible, you can choose whichever way you want, but God already picked one of the two. All we need to do is understand that kolcha and kolecha are both your voice, masculine and singular. If it's masculine and feminine, it's kolech. Kolech. Now, stop here and let's use the word yad. What's yad?
Hand.
Hand. How do you say my hand?
Yadi.
Your hand, masculine. Yadcha or Yadecha. If it's your feminine hand, it's Yadech. Do you see the pattern? That's what we mean. Recognize the patterns. You can substitute just about any noun in there. Just learn the pattern, okay? His voice, colo, colo, o. O is the ending for his. Colo is singular. Hers, oddly enough, is a, cola. To make a masculine noun feminine, you usually add an a. How do you know then this isn't just a feminine voice? But it's her voice. Notice the dogesh in the hay. That indicates that it's her and not just a feminine noun. Coca-Cola. Okay. Not from coal, oddly enough. Our voice, kolenu. What's the ending for our? Enu. Enu. Anachnu, kolenu. See how they rhyme? Ani koli, ata kolcha, at kolek. Who never rhymes with anything. Who kolo, he kola, or Coca-Cola, I don't care which. Our voice is anachnu kolenu. Your voice, masculine plural, is atem kolchem. Everybody say that. Atem kolchem. Atem kolchem. Your voice, feminine plural, aten kolchen. So atem ends in a mame, kolchem ends in a mame. Aten ends in a noon, kolchen ends in a noon. Their voice, masculine, kolam, feminine, kolon. So that's typical, right? Mame for masculine, noon for feminine. That could just be coincidence, but it sure helps. Page 140. Possessive endings with a word pair form is the bold title. The English says possessive endings are attached to the word pair form of a noun or a modification of it. In other words, look at me. The word for house is bayit. The word pair form will be bait. My house, baiti. Your house, baitcha. His house, baito. Her house, baita. You use the word pair form to make it possessive. That's why they use kol on the other page, because kol is the same whether it's word pair form or not. Okay. So use the word pair form of a noun. It says, sometimes, as shown above with kol, the word pair form of the noun is the same as the regular form of the noun, but often that's not the case. So it says, often, however, the word pair form is different. So they say, house is bayit. The word pair form, though, is bait. So my house, ekami, baiti.
Baiti.
Baitcha.
Baitcha.
Or baitecha.
Baitecha.
Which one should you pick in an exercise? I couldn't care less. Just pick one. It's like Haim and Hema. Take your pick. Ani Anohi. Take your pick. Your house, feminine singular, Beitech. His house, Beito. Not Beethoven. Just Beito. Her house, Beitah. Our house, Beitenu. Your house, Beitchem. Or Beitchen. If it's feminine. Their house, Beitam, or Beiton, if it's feminine. You don't find a lot of feminine plurals in the scripture, but they're in there sometimes. Let's look at the first dot under the chart. It says, the dot in the hay is part of the spelling of the her ending and helps to distinguish it from a simple feminine noun. Here's where you could get confused without it. Young man is na'ar. Everybody say na'ar.
Na'ara.
Young woman's na'ara.
Na'ara.
Her young man is na'ara.
Na'ara.
In other words, na'ara is young woman or her young man. If you hear it in the air just spoken, you don't know one from the other. But when you see na'ara has a dogesh in the hay, you go, oh, that's not young woman. That's her young man. See how that dogesh can be helpful?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. Bottom bullet. The possessive ending your masculine singular has two forms, cha or echa. They are both translated the same way. Makes no difference in pronunciation. But remember, all Hebrew is made to be sung. So sometimes they'll use one to help the flow of a melody versus the other. Make sense? Okay, what's foot? Regel. You don't know that word yet? It's regel.
Regel.
Regel. So my foot.
Ragli.
Uh-huh. Because word pair form. I didn't tell you what the word pair form was. But Becky remembered. Ragli. His foot. Raglo. Her foot. Ragla. Our foot. Raglenu. That's not our feet, because we've only learned possessive endings for singular nouns. Li. When you see that E ending on a noun, you go, that's my. That's possessive. And a possessive noun is also definite. The hand is definite. But so is my hand. That's not any old hand in the universe. That's mine. Your hand is yours. Our hand makes no sense. Our hands would make sense, but our hand just doesn't make much sense. Page 141. Summary of singular nouns with possessive endings. Says in the following pages, we will give you many examples of singular nouns with possessive endings. The examples are included so you can see the endings attached to various nouns. You do not need to memorize each word. They only say that because there's a chart in the back. You can look it up every time. But what they really want to emphasize is what you need to learn is the pattern. It says you do not need to memorize the endings because these endings are regular and do not change. What's that?
Ever?
Oh, I didn't say that. They never change unless they change.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So on page 141, nouns which do not change when endings are added. Am means
people
or nation. Am is also the word pair form. So it's the same. So how do you say my people? Ami. Your people. Amacha. Or amecha. Notice the dagesh in the mem. That means it's going to be repeated, actually. If you broke it down into syllables, am me is going to be spelled am me. But when you say it quickly, am me, it makes no difference to the pronunciation. But when we come to amecha, there's a little eh on the mem, amecha. Mm. Amech,
Amo,
Ama, left column,
Amenu,
Amechem, Amechen, Amam, Aman. Now we have word pair forms which are different from the noun, Devar, word or thing. The word pair form is Devar. The only difference is, instead of a long A at the beginning, davar, it's real short, and the accent's real clear that it's on the last syllable. My word, devari. Your word, devarcha, or devarecha. Your word, feminine singular, devarech. His word, devaro. That sounds like one of the Golden Girls, right? Wasn't her last name Devereaux? Yeah, Devereaux. Not that we care, but her word, Devereaux. Who sounds a lot like Deborah, doesn't it? Except Deborah's Devorah. So it's a little different, but very close. Our word, Devereinu. Devereinu. That's not our words, plural. Because there are no plural nouns in this chapter. Okay? They're all singular. Your word, Devarchem. Devarchen, if it's feminine. Devaram. Devaran. If I pick a word you do not know, and it ends in an E, it's mine. Ah, her, oh, his. Noun, adama. The word pair form of adama, which is ground or earth, is admat. Admat, that is the word pair form. So to make my land, it's not my land, it's my ground or my earth. Land is eretz. So just pretend that they had a brain lapse here. And my ground or my earth is admati. Your land, admatcha, or admatecha. Your land, feminine singular, admatech. His land, admato. Oh, I stubbed my toe, admato. Her land, admata. Our land, admatenu. Admatchem. And I just cross out all these lands and just put ground or earth. Admachen. Admatam. Admatan. Notice the endings are the same. The only difference is whether the word pair is a little different from the noun, which it frequently is, but not always. Top of page 142. Nouns with other changes when endings are added. Had to have one of these. You knew Hebrew class wouldn't be complete without an exception to the rule. It says some common nouns have other changes when possessive endings are added. For instance, eretz. The word pair form is eretz, but not when you add an ending. My land is artsy, not ertsy. Notice the vowel, artsy. Artsy fartsy, you know, artsy. Your land, artsacha, or artsecha. Your land, artsich. His land, artso. Yes, it artso. I'm telling you the truth. Artsa. Upper left hand side, artsenu. Artsachem. Artsachin. Artsam. Artsan. Again, the endings didn't change. There's just a little difference in the form of the word pair form. Here's one that's different. It's unique. Av is father. Everybody say Av. The word pair form is a V. But my father is Avi. Not Avi, but Avi. So the accent changed. Avi is father of. Avi, my father. Avicha, your father. Avich, your father singular. Aviv. Here's where it's really different. Normally it would be a holon vav, but in the his father, there's no holom, it's just the vav. Because to say avio makes it sound like there's two vowels in a row, and we never have that in Hebrew, do we? You have two kinds of syllables, consonant and a vowel, or consonant, vowel, consonant. You never have a consonant, vowel, vowel. That's why avi, ending in a vowel, is aviv instead of avo. Does that make sense? Y'all go, I don't know. We'll chew on it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Her father, Aviha. Our father, Avinu. Avinu Machinu, our father, our king. Your father, masculine plural, Avichem. Your father, feminine plural, Avichen. Their father, Avihem. Their father feminine, Avihen. Now, let's go back to the top of page 141. The last four words of that initial paragraph is, and do not change.
Except.
And unnamed student number three said, ever change? Remember, and I said, well, his father, Aviv, not Avio. Okay. The first bullet under father column says, notice the Vav in his father is pronounced like a V and not the usual O. And I wrote in my book a note, you can't have two vowels in a row. And that made sense to me. Made a lot more sense than trying to memorize a rule that it's a Vav and not an O. Because understanding why, it was easier for me to learn. Second bullet says, the their endings, mem and nun, are preceded by a he, avi him, avi hen. Why? Because God made it that way.
Has to do with the numbers.
Has to do with the numbers. If you start in Genesis 1 with the first tav and go every 50 letters, it spells Torah, 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 all through Genesis. In Exodus, Torah, Torah, Torah. In Numbers and Deuteronomy, you count backwards every 50 letters. It spells Torah, 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 pointing you toward the middle. And what's the middle?
Leviticus.
With
the him and the hen are so clearly they anyway, like
him and hen. Him and hen are clearly like Hema and Hena, which are they anyway. But you'll find the most common error that students will make in these possessive endings is him versus him, trying to remember which is which. But if you remember, Hema and Hena are they, that might help. I never thought of that before, so I never told my students that, so maybe you guys won't have such a problem. Notice the third bullet says the word brother, ach, uses the same possessive endings as av, because what is the word pair form of ach?
Achi.
Achi. So it's going to be any word where the word pair form ends in a e. Achi. Because you can't have two vowels in a row. Underneath the three bullets, it says, if you can recognize the word pair form in the endings, it should have just put dot, dot, dot. You're a miracle worker. But it says you can translate the word in spite of a few changes. And that's true. If you know what the noun is, you know what the ending means, who cares exactly how it's spelled? It says, remember that no matter how much the noun changes, the possessive endings always remain the same. Unless it's
different.
Unless it's different. That's right. Bottom of the page, it says noun spelling chart. On pages 386 to 391, you'll find a noun spelling chart. Which means you can always look back there and see if Avi means my father if they changed it while you weren't looking. They won't have changed it. Page 143. Definite nouns and possessive endings. First bullet. You've already learned that definite nouns are nouns with a definite article, hey, attached at the beginning of a word, or names of people, places, and things, which are proper nouns. Second bullet, nouns with possessive endings attached are also definite. We talked about that. Ear means a city. Hot ear, the city, so that's definite, where ear was indefinite. Eerie, my city, is also definite. Why? Because I only live in one. Or I only own one, but in my case, I only live in one. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is also definite because it refers to a specific place. Dot. Therefore, nouns with possessive endings attached must follow all the rules for definite nouns, which means if it's a direct object, what must precede a definite direct object? It, the direct object marker. So, Yadi would need an et before it because it's definite. My hand. Right? Eerie, my city, would need an et before it because it's definite. So don't just say, well, there's no ha, so it must be indefinite. Promise?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Just like they never change. I understand. Yeah. Next section says rules for definite nouns. First bullet, whenever a noun is used as a direct object of a verb, and that noun has a possessive pronoun attached to it, it's preceded by et. Here's the two examples. He guarded a house. Echo me, please. Who?
Who?
Shamar?
Shamar.
Bayit.
Bayit.
He guarded a house. Now he guarded my house. Who?
Who?
Shamar?
Shamar.
Et?
Et.
Beiti.
Beiti.
Notice not Bayiti, but Beiti, because the word pair form for house is Beit. That's why so many English signs for, say, synagogues will say Beth Shalom, because they've anglicized bait and made the tav a th sound. Second bullet, whenever a noun is the second noun of a word pair and that noun has a possessive pronoun attached to it, the entire word pair is definite. Why? Because if the last word of a word pair is definite, the whole word pair is definite. So, echo me, please. A house of a father is bait of. Indefinite. The house of our father is bait avinu. How do you say a house of our father? You don't. What you have to do is rewrite it to say a house belonging to our father. So you have to break it from the word pair and change the sentence. What's that? But we're never going to do that, right? Never. Put that on your list of bad things. Yeah. Next bullet. Adjectives describing nouns with possessive endings attached take the definite article ha. Huh. So, a good father av tov. My good father avi hatov. Remember, if the noun is definite and the adjective is definite, it's an adjective phrase. So that's why if it's my good father, good must be definite because my father is definite. Got that?
Still working on that.
Still working, okay.
Avi hatov.
Avi hatov.
Got it right now.
Avi tov is my father is good. Because if the noun is definite and the adjective is indefinite, it's a noun sentence.
I have to have that sitting in front of me when I'm doing
that. Okay. Bottom page 143. Inseparable not insufferable preposition, but inseparable prepositions and nouns with possessive endings. An inseparable preposition, that's a lamed, bait, etc., kaf, can be attached to any noun with a possessive ending. For example, just the right-hand column, cover up the left. My father is avi, right? To my father, la avi. Like my father, ka avi. So, it didn't change anything. Cover up the left-hand side. I'm sorry, the right-hand side now. The left-hand side says, my house is beiti. In my house, baveti. Nope, baveti. Yes, notice you don't normally have two baits in a row with dog eshes. Normally, if there's two baits in a row, the second one is soft. Baveti. That's a very common error for beginning students. They're used to bait and bait. They're not used to vait and bait. So, baveti. To my house, leveti. Leveti. Notice taking the dog esh out changes the pronunciation from a hard B to a soft V, but it does not change the meaning. That's the general rule. Does not change the meaning. Now, to the exercises on page 144, and you guys are saying, I knew we'd never get there, so I didn't do them.
I just wait for instructions.
Oh, okay.
Did you say it was 5:30?
I'm thinking it's 5:30.
It's not 5:30, however.
I don't have a watch on.
Okay. So exercise number one says translate the following words. Line number one, the first word ekumi is yadi. Unnamed student number one to my right and your left. What is yadi? What's yad?
Hand.
Hand. What's yadi?
My hand.
My hand. Correct. Student number two. Echo me, please, everybody. Li B.
Li B.
What's lave?
Heart.
Heart. What's Li B?
My heart.
My heart. Correct. Student number three. Everybody echo me, please. Naf Shi.
Naf Shi.
What is nefesh?
Soul.
Soul. What's naf Shi?
My soul.
My soul. Correct. Echo me, everybody. Avi.
Avi.
What's avi? What's av?
Father,
Avi,
my
father. Everybody, Shami.
Shami.
What is shame?
Name.
Name. What is Shami?
My name.
My name. Next one. Echo me, please. Adoni.
Adoni.
What is Adon?
Lord or master.
Lord or master. Adoni.
My lord or my master.
My lord or my master. Everybody, echo me, please. Achi.
Achi.
Student number one, what is Ach? Brother. What's Achi?
My brother.
My brother. Everybody, Darki.
Darki.
Notice it's not Darchi, just Darki. What's Derech?
Road.
Road or way? What's Darki?
My road.
My road. See, you guys are doing great. No reason to fear this at all. Line number two, everybody, Avdecha. Abdecha. Abdecha. What's Eved?
Servant or slave.
Servant or slave. What's Abdecha?
Your servant or slave.
Your servant or your slave. Exactly. Everybody. Amecha.
Amecha.
What's Am?
People or nation.
People or nation. Amecha.
Your people or nation.
Your people or nation. Excellent. Oh, we can't. Oh. We need another student in here. Next one is Shimcha.
Shimcha.
So we'll reverse the order on the back row. What is shame?
His name.
Name. Shimcha.
Your name.
Your name. How do you say what is your name in Hebrew? You call it somebody on the street.
Ma
Shimcha. Ma Shimcha. What is your name? How do you say?
Is that still true?
That's still true. Even in modern Hebrew. How do you say how are you in Hebrew? Ma Shlomcha. From Shalom. How is your peace? Ma Shlomcha. But if it's a woman you're meeting, you say Ma Shlomech.
I was going to ask you if there was a change between the masculine and the feminine. So.
Yep. Okay. But see, you've been through Hebrew class long enough to know there would be. So what's your name to a guy? Ma Shimcha to a woman. Ma, we'll find out in a minute. Shimech. Okay. Next word, everybody. Toratecha.
Toratecha.
Student back there at the end. What's Torah?
Instructions or Torah?
Instruction, law, Torah. What's Toratecha?
Your instructions.
Your instructions, your Torah. Everybody, Artzecha.
Artzecha.
What is Eretz? What's Eretz?
Land.
Land. So what's Artzecha?
Your land.
Your land. Is this hard?
No.
Not yet, because we're doing it together. Okay.
Exercise one's never hard.
Fair enough. Everybody, Ishtecha.
Ishtecha.
Oh, this is a toughie. No help, student number two. What's Ishtecha?
Woman. Ish.
Isha is woman. Uh-huh.
So it would be your woman.
Your woman or your wife. Uh-huh. Most women would probably prefer your wife, but okay. Everybody, Beitcha.
Beitcha.
What is Beitcha?
Your house.
Your house. Everybody, Mishpatecha.
Mishpatecha.
What's Mishpatecha? What's that? One more time.
Judgment,
your judgment or your law?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct? Number three. Everybody. Avich.
Avich.
Uh-oh. What's Avich?
That's your father.
Your father. Feminine singular. Right. Everybody. Roshech.
Roshech.
What is Roshech?
Your head or your top.
Your head, top, or leader. Right. Everybody. Nafshech.
Nafshech.
Student number one. What's Nafshech?
That's your soul.
That's your soul. You're right. Feminine singular. Everybody. Malkech.
Malkech.
That sounds like bad cake, but that's Spanish. So it's Malkech.
Your king.
Your king.
But that look like Melek, what I learned.
Yeah.
But it's still got the Mame Lamed Kof.
It doesn't sound like it.
Anything with a Mame Lamed Kof has to do with ruling or reigning. Sometimes when a word pair forms are a little different from the word, you have to do that, say, three root letters. Mame Lamed Kof. Oh, that has to do with ruling and reigning. Yep. Next one. Baneich.
Baneich.
Uh-oh, what's Baneich?
My turn?
Yep.
Your son.
Your son, that's correct. Next one, Yadeich.
Yadeich.
What's Yadeich?
Your hand.
Your hand. Feminine singular. Next one, Devarich.
Devarich. Your word or your thing?
Your word or your thing, correct. Everybody, ooh, this one's hard. Aholeich.
Aholeich.
Your tent.
Your tent. Correct. Feminine singular. Ohel. Aholeich. Number four. BT.
BT.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry.
It's Beto. I was looking to see if you'd follow me or if you'd read it and go, that's not right. Beto. It's got the daughter. What's Beto?
Me.
Uh-huh.
His daughter.
His daughter, correct. Yado.
Yado, his hand.
His hand. Libo.
His heart.
His heart. Amo.
His people.
His people. Avdo.
Avdo.
Eved Avdo.
His servant.
His servant. Mekomo. His place. Torato.
His Torah.
His Torah, correct. Aviv.
Aviv. His father.
His father. How come it wasn't Avio?
Because you can't have two vowels.
Because you can't have two vowels in a row. Number five, Rosha.
Rosha.
What's Rosha?
Her head.
Her head. How do you know it's not a feminine head?
Because it's got the doggish in the
Because it's got the doggish in the hay, which means it's her head, which may be feminine. Okay. Ama. What's Ama?
Her people
or
nation.
Her people or nation. Nafsha.
Her soul.
Her soul. Isha.
Isha.
Her man or her husband. Yep. They were trying to see if we just bite on women, weren't they? But we're not biting anybody today.
They almost had.
Beta.
Beta.
Student number one, Beta.
Beta. Her house.
Her house, that's correct. Darka. Sounds like a crow. Darka, Darka. But it's not. What is Darka? Derech, Darka.
Her road.
Her road or way, mm-hmm. Correct. Now this one sounds like a donkey. Ahiha. It's not. It's Ahiha. Ahiha. What's Ach?
Brother.
Brother? Ahiha. Whose brother?
Her
brother, of course. Admata.
Admata.
What's that?
Her ground or earth.
Her ground or earth. Yep. Number six. Malkinu.
Our king.
Our king. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. Lord, we delight in your Shabbat. Isn't that the way that song begins? Artzeinu.
Artzeinu.
Our land. Benenu.
Our brother.
Our brother?
Our son.
Our son. Avinu.
Our father.
Our father. Lachmenu.
Our bread.
Our bread. Yep. Libenu.
Our heart.
Our heart. Amenu.
Amenu. Our people.
Our people. Shmenu. Our name. Number 7. Nafshechem.
Your soul.
Your soul is correct. Einchem. Ooh.
Your eye.
Singular, right? Your eye. And this line is masculine plural. Avichem.
It's your father.
Your father. Admatchem. Your ground. Darkachem.
Your road,
masculine plural. Roschem.
Your head.
Your masculine plural, head. Bitachem. What's bot?
Bot is daughter.
Uh-huh. Bitachem, bitachem. Your daughter, your masculine plural daughter.
I look at that and then I think it's, I almost confuse it with house.
House is bait.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I look at this and I say, that looks like bait to me.
Yeah. Yep. It's raining outside again. Hopefully it won't flood in here again tonight. Last word, number 7, is Zonchem.
Zonchem.
What's that? Zonchem.
Your father.
Your flock of sheep,
yes,
or goats. Correct.
Yes.
Line number 8. Artzam.
Artzam.
What's Artzam?
Their land.
Their land is correct. Darkam.
Darkam.
Their road or way. Zaram.
Zaram.
Uh-oh.
Their seed.
Their seed or descendant. Mm-hmm. Kaspam. Oh boy, that's a toughie.
They're silver,
right, from Kesef.
How did you get the dogesh in the middle? Where did that come from?
The dogesh in the pay?
Yeah.
It's added because it's the start of a syllable, Kaspam. Whereas ordinarily Kesef, you know, Kesef, it's the last letter. Ooh, here's a good one, Lachmam. Lachmam in the basement, so
yes,
she can't get out. What is Lachmam? Student number 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. Their bread.
Their bread, right. Avihem.
Avihem.
Their father.
Notice sometimes it's an am for their and sometimes it's a him. Why do you think it's Avihem and not Avi-am?
That two vowel thing
again. Right.
You got that down.
Next one is Achihem. What's Achihem?
Their brother.
And last one, Mishpatam.
Is their judgment or their justice.
Their judgment or their justice. Notice it's am except when the word pair form ends in a vowel. So far, so good. Everybody take a deep breath and go, we survived number 1. Number 2 is even easier. Match each Hebrew possessive form with this correct English translation. Notice they give you a list of A through U down below. which may or may not all get used above. So, number one of exercise two says avik. Student number one, what is avik? Which letter matches?
That's avik, it's your father.
Your father, so letter S.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? You didn't even need to look at the list below. You just knew it was your father, didn't you?
Well, that's the only way I could figure out the words and then look at them.
That's the only way to do it. Number two, Adoni.
Adoni.
So number two, what's Adoni?
My Lord.
My Lord.
H.
Letter H. That's not the way you would say my Lord when talking about God, because there, Lord is plural.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's Adonai. Mm-hmm. It literally is my Lord's. Why would you refer to God as my Lord's?
The triunity of God.
The triunity of God. That's right. Number three, Admato. What's that O at the end, student number three?
That indicates his.
Indicates his. His what? Admato.
His ground or earth.
His ground or earth, letter B. Correct? Oh, I don't mind giving the letter. You guys are translating the words. That's the cool part. Number four, achich. Don't you love tuch in a row? Achich. What is that, student number four?
Your brother, feminine singular.
Your brother, feminine singular, so letter F. Number five is ima. What's ima?
Her people?
Nope. That would be Ama, and that's with an ayin. Im is, aim is mother. Ima,
her mother.
Her mother, letter E. Yes, Am when it's people is with an ayin, with an aleph. Aim is mother. Number six, BT. That sounds like someone you beat a lot. BT means my daughter. It's letter A. Must be a teen.
Or five.
Number seven, Gavuleinu.
Gavuleinu.
Student number one.
I didn't know that word.
What's Gavul? Border.
Border.
So what's Gavuleinu?
Border. So it would be.
Whose border? Gavuleinu.
Our border.
Gavuleinu. Our border. That's letter D. Correct.
I didn't remember that word.
That word's new in our vocabulary this chapter. So it'll take us a little getting used to that one. Gavul is on page 139, the right-hand column, fourth one down.
Oh, I see it there.
Gavul. Border. But we haven't used it much yet. Number eight, Darkham. What's Darkham?
Their road.
Letter C.
Their way.
Their way is their road. Same difference. Number nine, Zaro. That sounds like Zorro, right? The Hebrew, whatever Zorro was. Zaro is what?
Letter G would be his descendant.
Letter G, his descendant or seed. Correct. But usually you're not that possessive about a piece of seed that you're going to put in the ground. Like we are with our children. Number 10. Charbo. Oh, this is a toughie. Charbo is?
My sword.
Letter U. Cherev sword. Charbo. Charbi is this one. I was going to Charbo because I was going to go to Charibo, which is a little gummy candy, but clearly I'm missing with my humor tonight. Charbi. Number 11, Levavecha.
Levavecha.
Oh, that's nasty. What's that?
Somebody's heart.
Whose heart? Cha.
Your masculine singular?
Your masculine singular heart. I say dirty because they've been using lave. Now they use levav to see if you can make the transition. And you did. Number 12, Malkah.
Malkah. It's her king.
Her king. Letter R. Number 13, Mekomo.
Mekomo.
What's Mekomo? Not Kokomo, but Mekomo.
His place.
His place, letter T. Good. Number 14, Nafsham.
Nafsham.
What's Nafsham?
Their soul.
Their soul is letter J. That's correct.
I'm playing bingo.
Play your game.
Bingo.
Number 15, Abdakim.
Abdakim. Letter Q.
Letter Q.
It's your slave.
Your slave or servant. 16, Amenu. Our people, letter M. Number 17, Zonecha.
Zonecha.
Make sure we get the TS sound. Zonecha.
Zonecha.
What's that one?
That is your flock.
Your flock. Letter N. Correct. Your masculine singular flock. Letter N. 18 is Kolchem. What's Kolchem?
Your voice.
Your voice. Letter L. Correct. 19 is Rosho.
Rosho.
Student number one.
His head.
His head. Right. Letter P. Number 20. Ruchi.
Ruchi.
My breath.
My breath. Good. Letter O. Or my spirit. Or my wind. Number 21. Shema.
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 That's okay. Her name.
Okay, her name. Absolutely correct. We have hit the 5:30 hour. I remember some of you got to run, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week, Lord willing, and there's no more flooding, with number 3 on page 144.